to be the biggest party creation had ever seen. The devil had been preparing for this moment ever since he and his were thrown down from heaven, ever since he slithered up to Adam and Eve in the garden and lisped with his forked tongue, "Did God really say?" For centuries, he had been getting ready for his battle with God, party planning for the day in which evil finally would overcome good. And now he had his man. Jesus was cold and dead in the ground, too many wounds covering his body to count. If that didn't look like victory, if a man crucified to death didn't look like victory, if a father turning his back on his son didn't look like victory, then nothing would. Perhaps Satan had forgotten about what God had told him back in the Garden of Eden, back when that first volley was shot across the bow of God's holy ark and Adam and his wife had devoured the fruit of death, core and all. Perhaps he hadn't, but maybe so. Even if not, it doesn't much matter. What God called good, Satan had turned into evil. Well, I guess you can't really say turned into. That's not the right word. Satan can't create anything. He can corrupt. He can poison. He can defile, but he can't create. But if he was able to accomplish the unimaginable, turning creation on its head and corrupting it unto death, perhaps, maybe, he thought he could make that promise of God's into an empty one too. And I can only imagine the demonic shrieks of glee that filled hell that Good Friday evening. The Lord of life was dead. God become man had been swallowed by the grave. Breathless death now filled the lungs of the one who breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of all mankind. Surely, if Jesus was dead, then that would be the end of all of it. Victory was as sure and certain as the sealed tomb. But victory doesn't always look like we think it does. For there was victory in that darkened tomb, to be sure, but it didn't belong to whom the demons thought it did. For Jesus had not gone into death under anyone's accord but his own. As he cried, "It is finished," from the cross, Satan most definitely heard something other than what Christ intended. The demons thought it was finished meant that they had won. What Christ actually declared was that he had ripped the sting out of death by covering the sins of the world with his blood. And so as he gave up his spirit, he slipped off into the much-needed slumber. His work now finished. And yet there was still one last thing that needed to be done before his glorious body pried itself free from the icy claws of death. And so it is on this Holy Saturday, this Easter vigil, that the harrowing of hell took place. Jesus burst through the gates of hell with the might that only a victor can bring. The demons' party was over, the macabre decorations torn down from the rafters. Gleeful shrieks now turned into screams of terror, for this man they thought was dead was not. He was and is alive and well. Death turned inward to kill itself. Satan's cunning, his lies, his manipulation turned all against himself. What the demons meant for evil, God had meant for good, for eternal good, for a good that puts an end to death and all the powers of hell. The harrowing of hell is what we celebrate tonight. Can you hear almost the muffled screams of the demons as they hide in the darkness in agonizing pain? Nothing can be more terrifying to them than the people of God resting in the sure and confident hope of their grave that has been defeated by Christ Jesus. For 2,000 years, they've had to endure this suffering. And it's a suffering that will never end for them. They had God in the tomb, and yet they still could not win. And as painful as that is for them, it's just as painful for them to know that they don't get to keep us dead either. We follow in the steps of our Savior. Last night, we knelt before the cross and were told the promise of our sins forgiven. Tonight, we stare Satan in the face and bask in the victorious sermon that Jesus preached to those in hell 2,000 years ago. And tomorrow, we find comfort in the empty tomb of Christ, knowing that because he lives, so too shall we. The harrowing of hell is one of the sweetest events in all human history. For in it, Satan is told in no uncertain terms that the victory is ours because of Christ. In the name of Jesus.